James chapter 5. Come now, you who are rich, weep and wail because of the miseries coming on you. Your riches have rotted, and your clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver have become tarnished, and the rust will be a witness against you. It will consume your flesh like fire. You have stored up your treasure for the last days. Look, the wages you kept back from the laborers who mowed your field is crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived in luxury on the earth and indulged yourselves. You have fattened your hearts for a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous person. He does not oppose you. Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit from the ground, and he is patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You too be patient. Strengthen your hearts, because the Lord's coming is near. Do not complain, brothers, against one another, so that you will not be condemned. See, the judge is standing at the door. Take an example, brothers, from the suffering and patience of the prophets, those who spoke in the name of the Lord. See, we regard those who endured as blessed. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you know the purpose of the Lord, how he is very compassionate and merciful. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, either by heaven or by the earth, or by any other oath. Rather, let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no, so you do not fall under judgment. Is anyone among you suffering hardship? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Let them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will heal a sick person, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed sins, God will forgive him. So confess your sins to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is very strong in its working. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain in the land for 3 years and 6 months. Then Elijah prayed again. The heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. My brothers, if anyone among you strays from the truth and someone brings him back, that person should know that whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and will cover over a great number of sins.